Dreamscape presents Taking a Chance on Love by Iris Moreland, narrated by Connor Craze and Ava Lucas. Chapter 1. Thea Younger looked over her shoulder to make sure her boss wasn't around and opened a new tab on her internet browser. She'd already gotten into trouble once before for looking at this website, but she just couldn't help herself. The photos were mesmerizing. They made her mouth water, and her heart pound faster. Her body heated with anticipation as she paged through the photos one after another, already knowing what she'd see but needing to take them in just one more time. Who knew that looking at trees could be such a turn-on?
What you doing?
Nicole, Thea's fellow administrative assistant at the law office where they both worked, asked.
She chuckled when she spotted what Thea was doing.
Are you looking at that cabin again? Thea sighed happily. Isn't it gorgeous? I'll be there in 3 days, Nicole. Only 3 days. She paged to the photo that showed the inside of the cabin, which featured an expansive fireplace and high ceilings made entirely of gorgeous oak. Thea had wanted to stay at one of the mighty pine cabins for over 2 years now. She'd finally been able to reserve one of the cabins a month ago, and she would be staying up in the Cascades all by her lonesome for 2 weeks. Nicole sighed.
Honey, we need to get you a date if you're drooling over pine trees for the 1,000th time this week.
What's so great about this place anyway? It's not like Washington doesn't have trees all over the place.
But it's the scenery, the open air. You can see the stars. Getting away from the city.
We hardly live in a city.
Well, Thea couldn't argue with that. They lived in Fairhaven, Washington, which was more aptly described as a small town.
Doesn't matter, because I leave everything behind me for 2 weeks.
Thea sighed happily. Right then, Thea heard footsteps. She promptly closed the webpage just as her boss rounded the corner to her desk. She never thought as a kid that she'd grow up to work in an office, bored out of her mind. It was hardly the stuff dreams were made of. To be honest, Thea had wanted to be a unicorn when she'd been little. Then, when she'd realized that she couldn't exactly get a job as a unicorn, she'd decided to become an artist. At least that way, she could draw unicorns to her heart's content. Even now, she still wanted to become an artist who actually got paid for her art, although she no longer drew unicorns. But that would all.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?